Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Thursday, the 13th of October 2022 is Adiantum Wirdimontanum. Adiantum Wirdimontanum, commonly known as Green Mountain Maidenhair Fern, is a rare fern found only in outcrops of serpentine rock in New England and eastern Canada. The leaf blade is cut into finger-like segments, themselves once divided, which are borne on the outer side of a curved, dark, glossy rachis, the central stalk of the leaf. These finger-like segments are not individual leaves, but parts of a single compound leaf. The fingers may be drooping or erect, depending on whether the individual fern grows in shade or sunlight. Spores are borne under false indusiae, rolled flaps of tissue, at the edge of the subdivisions of the leaf, a characteristic unique to the genus Adiantum. Until 1991, A. Wirdimontanum was grouped with the western maidenhair fern, A. luticaum, which grows both in western North America and as a disjunct on serpentine outcrops in eastern North America. At one time, A. luticaum itself was classified as a variety, Apodatum var. A. luticaum, of the northern maidenhair fern, Apodatum. However, after several years of study, botanist Kathy Paris recognized that A. luticaum was a distinct species, and that some of the specimens that had been attributed to that taxon, group of organisms, were a third, hybrid species intermediate between Apodatum and A. luticaum. She named the new species A. wirdimontanum for the site of its discovery in the Green Mountains in Vermont. It has since been located in Quebec and in one site on serpentine in coastal Maine. A. wirdimontanum is difficult to distinguish from its parent species in the field. It can generally be separated from Apodatum by the shape of the ultimate segments, the smallest divisions of the leaf, and by its habitat on thin, exposed serpentine soils rather than in rich woodlands. It more closely resembles A. luticaum, however. The stalks of the ultimate segments and the false indusiae are longer and the spores larger. Due to its limited distribution and similarity to other Adiantum species within its range, little is known of its ecology. It thrives on sunny, disturbed areas where ultramafic rock is covered with thin soil, such as road cuts, talus slopes, and asbestos mines. Individual plants seem long-lived, and new individuals only infrequently reach maturity. It is one of four species endemic to serpentine in eastern North America and is considered globally threatened due to its habitat restrictions. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:11 UTC on Thursday, the 13th of October 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Adiantum wirdimontanum. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Ravina Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.